Flags.com.
Coming up on America Tonight, should we do away with the Federal Reserve? Some interesting thoughts by a guy who's written a book called Stick It to the Man. Ron Lewis will join us in another 20 minutes or so on the show. In the meantime, speaking of sticking it to the man, a lot of people feel like that's exactly what's happening with health care reform and the discussions, or health insurance reform, whichever way you look at it. Of course, the senators and the Congress folks are off for the next couple of weeks, so the town hall meetings are meetings they're having with their constituents in various parts of the country. Meanwhile, there is a war going on television for and against health care reform. The for health care reform is spending $56 million for ads like, finally, healthcare, this is why we should have it, or our Canadian friends, or whatever, various twists on it. And there's $9 million being spent in the opposite direction. Here's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Happy as always to be on these airwaves with you, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Here's the thing. Word comes today that the White House, of course, as of yesterday, was waving the white flag on the public option. But Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, is not so fast. There's no way that she would be on board without the public option. And in the meantime, the White House is trying to reassure supporters of the president's ideas that, yes, he is not abandoning the fight for a public health insurance option. Because if you remember, there was a firestorm ignited over the weekend by the administration seemingly indicating a willingness to, as I said, wave the white flag, drop the ball on the option, just say forget about it, so that they could get a congressional support of health care reform, of a health care reform bill. So there's been all this maneuvering, and that's what it's about. It's politics. It's politicking. And it's verbal maneuvering. As I read somewhere, oh, I thought that is the excellent way to describe it, is verbal maneuvering in what's happening across the country, trying to quell the fears, particularly when it comes to the public health option. And what was released by an aide in a written statement was this, that the president has always said that what is essential is that health insurance reform must lower costs, ensure that there are affordable options for all Americans, and it must increase choice and competition in the health insurance market. So it seems like they stepped back from the insistence that the option was done over the weekend. So once again, kind of flipping a little bit backwards on this. And of course, what's happened is there's been a backlash. While Obama is out west selling health care reform to people in Montana and Arizona, people, congresspeople and senators in other parts don't like what they're hearing. Like Congresswoman Barbara Lee said, look, these comments regarding the public option and health care reform are very troubling, and Obama needs people to vote for his health care reform. He needs that to happen. So he needs, in other words, the people back home playing on the same team once they get back to Washington. Howard Dean, who's the former DNC chairman and who once, as you know, ran for president, talked about, first of all, what Chuck Grassley had to say over the weekend, where he was talking about the death panel thing again, and it got under the skin of Dean and some other liberal former politicians and Democratic strategists. Here's what he said about Grassley's comments.
Sure. In 2003, there was a Medicare revamp, a big change around some things in Medicare, and this was put in the bill, and Chuck Grassley voted for it. And what it said, and of course, it's not a death panel at all, but what it is allows older people to get end-of-life counseling and have Medicare pay for it.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with death panels and all this nonsense and garbage. Chuck Grassley voted to put that in the Medicare bill in 2003.
It is amazing.
That's problematic.
It is amazing how counseling people at the end of life.
All right, so you see they were talking about the whole idea that ultimately that was put in the previous bill, which is true. However, this wording was different and, of course, spooked everybody. If you look at it yourself, which you can download it in so many places anymore, it's House Bill 3200, and one of the things is the whole end-of-life discussion, and I don't blame anyone for being spooked with it. It's worded cockamamie, doesn't make sense, and yes, it was something that was part of Medicare, but certainly put in there much differently than the way it is in this House bill. In the meantime, the whole public option thing that we're talking about, you, the White House waving the white flag, here's what Dean's take was on that.
I wouldn't vote for a final bill without a public option under any circumstances, because I don't think we ought to dump $60 billion into the health insurance industry, which is what this bill would do. On the other hand, what I think is going on here is nothing more than politics. The president knows very well that you aren't really going to have health care reform without a public option. But he also knows he has to get this out of the Senate. And he's got a very important member of the Finance Committee, Kent Conrad, who didn't want to vote for this bill if it's got a...
All right, and so he's right. Senator Kent Conrad from North Dakota is one of the main key people who's been trying to hammer out this bipartisan compromise bill, and he's saying, look, this public option's not going to make it through Congress. So the cooperative came up to create instead a nonprofit health insurance cooperative that could negotiate coverage as a collective for their members. There are some that have been established in places like Minneapolis, Minnesota is one place, only a few in the country. Seattle, Washington is another place. And the whole way it works is better coverage, lower cost for the people, the members, by funneling profits back into the system. So, but they're also designed to help alter the healthcare landscape by forcing your private folks, the competitors, to lower their prices, at least some say. Now, people that are extremely liberal don't agree with this because they say membership in a cooperative is not free of cost, so that is not a public option. Co-ops can reject members, and so it's a little bit different, obviously, than an alternative to help reach the goal of universal health care coverage, which is Obama's plan, so it wouldn't work in that case. Now, for conservative types, this could be an option because it would create, or it couldn't be an option because it just depends, because it might create an uneven playing field in the industry if you had any kind of a government-supported insurance option, which is what I would be concerned about. If you're telling us your health and care, your health coverage is not going to change, you can have the same doctor, don't worry about it, but the bottom line is you don't control what the corporation does and what they have to pay if you're working for somebody, it could change. There is really no guarantee of that, right? There's no guarantee. Like I said, does healthcare need to be expanded? Does it need to be tweaked? Absolutely. But do we need to destroy completely things that we have in place? Absolutely not. A lot of you reacting. You can continue to react through email, certainly americatonight.net. Buckle up. We have some interesting things coming your way next here on ATN.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Speaking of bad to the bone, I was going to save this for later in the show, but I think we'll roll it out now. I was kind of surprised, I have to be honest, when I saw the list of Dancing with the Stars. And, of course, how could you avoid it? It was all over the place because Tom DeLay is the former, of course, majority House leader for the Republicans, is going to be dancing with the stars. Yeah. How do you think he does, Tom DeLay? And there's Michael Irvin, who's going to be the former Cowboy, is going to be involved in this one. Donny Osmond is going to be involved in this. You know, a bunch of other D-list kind of celebrities. What in the world possessed a guy like Tom DeLay to decide, you know what, the right move for me? Because, hey, lots of people, and lots of people do watch Dancing with the Stars, so you do get publicity. But the flip side of that coin is, unless you're a pretty decent dancer or you can fake it or you got something else going on, you look ridiculous. So this guy is going to be competing with Kathy Ireland, and Michael Irvin is the other guy I mentioned, and Osmond and whatnot. And you have to just question, what, Tom, is the motivation behind doing this? As a former House Majority Leader, a politician, you know, I know that they like to dance the two-step, the Potomac two-step, meaning the avoiding thing and play the political game, but on an actual dance floor, are you kidding? So in the ninth season, he's one of the guys that's on the list for this show. I saw somewhere where the odds for Tom DeLay to win this, 100-1. 100-1. I don't know, is that harsh, or do you think he has any outside chance at all of not being the first guy kicked off? One thing that could help him, if the country is now full of more conservatives than liberals, perhaps they'll burn up the phone lines because they have nothing better to do than watch Dancing with the Stars and save him for a couple of weeks. Or maybe there's something we don't know about Tom DeLay, perhaps, and maybe he'll beat Kelly Osbourne and singer Macy Gray and some of the others that are scheduled to be on this one. Oh, my. It starts September 21st. September 21st. So look for that. Just because he's on, I have to say, I know I'm going to watch at least the first one so we can track Tom. Matt, what do you think of Tom DeLay deciding to dance with the stars?
Not too familiar with Tom DeLay. So I don't know how he's going to hold up against all the young females and male, you know, athletes and entertainers who a lot of them have either an athletic or a dancing background already, you know. So I don't know how it's going to work out.
No, you got Chuck Liddell who's going to be there. Liddell is going to be there. You've got the Olympic swimmer, Natalie Coughlin's going to be part of this.
Like,
so you're right, you have some athletes.
The only one who isn't an athlete other than Tom DeLay is what, Kathy Ireland and then the Joanna Krupa, but they're both models. So
they have to be in decent shape because
right.
They're former models. And they would probably, they
or
could
probably Osbourne,
have some dance.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't
crazy.
Know. He might do all right. Maybe gets the senior vote. All those people ripped up their AARP cards.
That's what I'm saying. Seniors, if you liked Tom DeLay when he was a politician, burn up the phone lines. And I have a feeling. It's just like one year they had Master P on and he was awful. He had two lead feet. Hey, but people did know Master P. In the case of Tom DeLay, you would know if you follow politics closely. But it just seems so odd that he's in this mix, other than maybe he's got a book coming out that I'm not aware of. And because so many people watch it, you do get publicity, at least in the beginning. I think the first week they don't even kick anyone off. But it can be ugly if you have two left feet. I think it takes a lot of cojones, let's say, to get out there and do it, because you've got 20 million people or more watching the show.
Definitely seems like an odd pick, though, as far as, like, if you're going to go that route, you know, get somebody from the political realm, why him?
You know, right, because there's so many other people. Mm-mm. There's so many other people you could go with. Unless, just somehow, he was in touch with somebody that was familiar with the show, and maybe
he knows a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah, that's how what happens, and perhaps there was some kind of a connection where it fell into his lap and it made sense for him. But wow. I don't know. What chances do any of you give Tom DeLay in Dancing with the Stars? Is 100-1 odds just a little bit too harsh? Of course, we're talking about serious things like health care reform. And as I mentioned, the AARP membership, 60,000 people turning in their cards. And this just happened because these town hall meetings really started in July. And the tail end of July, and have heated up in the last couple of weeks. People furious, seniors furious, and I don't blame you. So with all the name calling and saying that it's AstroTurf and it's idiots and fear mongers and plants and all that other sort of stuff, and then you come to find out when you dig around a little bit, yeah, there might be one or two people or a busload of Acorn people, which of course is the other side, who were trucked in. But for the most part, really, you get postcards to go to a meeting. You're concerned about health care because all you're hearing is that it's, first of all, that was supposed to be rushed through by August 1st. So that scares you, and you decide, well, you know, maybe I better pay closer attention to this. And then you get ripped to shreds, and it turns out you had nothing to do with being a plant. You were just somebody that showed up at the meeting because you were concerned, right? Here was a story that caught me off guard. I don't know why I didn't think of this. But I guess because would you think that our money carries cases, you know, traces rather of cocaine, could be cases of cocaine too. But I was stunned by this. Do you know that with the circulation, right, how you figure ATMs and all that stuff, Do you know how much of our money is tainted with traces of cocaine? Would you be stunned if I told you? You're listening to me in Iowa. You're driving down the road right now. Pay close attention. 90% of our paper money circulating in U.S. cities has traces of coke. Now, why is this? Is the drug industry that big? Is the money going back and forth that much? We're talking about like a tiny little bit. I mean, we're not talking about dripping in coke. But I was just stunned when I heard that. And Salt Lake City and Toronto, two of the highest amounts on those bills. Crazy. Hey, coming up in our next segment, I said we were going to talk to Ronald Lewis and we were going to talk about the Federal Reserve. Should we kill the Federal Reserve? So we will do that in our next segment. Have no fear, speaking of money, if you've been waiting for Ronald to come up. And I'm so interested in talking to him, of course, talking about the Dow and where the Dow is. And, of course, the dollar and what we're seeing. How often do I come on the show? And we've had financial people on, et cetera. And you think of our debt being now carried by China, so much of it, they have so much of our treasury. So I'll be curious to hear his thoughts on the Federal Reserve. So back to the money thing with this 90%. Salt Lake City, as I said, was pretty high on the list. Here are the cities that tested, the bills turned up testing positive for cocaine. Detroit, Michigan, Boston, Massachusetts, Orlando, Florida, Miami, duh. Miami, I would figure. L.A., I would figure. 88% in Toronto, Canada, of the bill. 77% in Salt Lake City, Utah. This doesn't surprise me either. 75%, sorry if you're from Brazil, from Brazil. 20% from Tokyo. Man. And what is the source of this? They did research at the University of Massachusetts in Dartmouth. And, you know, who knew? For years, haven't you been told to wash your hands after touching cash because it's dirty, dirty money? You know, the old expression, dirty money, and what it could carry in it. But who knew that there were little tiny traces of coke in that money? So what they did in this study that was published in the Southern Medical Journal, they tested bills. And you know, figured out what was on the bills, and that's where they saw those trace amounts. So, I mean, is that going to get you trashed on cocaine with the tiny traces? Well, absolutely not. It's just an interesting, bizarre fact, I think. Except for, I don't know, you're a bank teller, you're working with cash counting machines in a basement. Maybe there's coke dust around the machines. You breathe in the cocaine, it gets into your system. You test positive for cocaine. That would be upsetting, wouldn't it? Coming up on the flip side, the Federal Reserve. Do we need it? Let's find out on ATN.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, Butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is perfect for America tonight. Let's have a discussion about the Federal Reserve and do we need it? Ronald Lewis wrote a book. I love the title. Stick it to the man. Should we kill the Federal Reserve? I think it's a very valid question these days. Ronald, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to be here.
First of all, like with that book title, man, you know, it's all about the title. Somebody the other day was telling me this. I'm doing a book, and they said, okay, you got to have good content, but you got to have a great title. You have a great title. Stick it to the man. How'd you come up with that? Because you think we're getting stuck?
Well, thank you so much. And yeah, we are getting screwed. We've been getting screwed for decades in America. Ironically, the title was created by the publisher, and I was brought on to write the book. This is back in December of 2008. And I decided to write a piece about the Federal Reserve because I just thought it was very important to include that. And I'm very happy the book is out in stores now in the U.S. and Canada. And it's jam-packed with a lot of invaluable information that will help people during this economic downturn.
All right, so the Federal Reserve. Do you think we should kill the Federal Reserve, and why or why not?
I believe very strongly that we should kill the Federal Reserve. It is my opinion that America lost its independence in 1913. Essentially, Congress sold out the American people in private to private bankers. And the Federal Reserve, since 1913, has destroyed 95% of the value of our dollar. And I don't think many Americans are aware of this fact. And Ron Paul has finally gained a lot of traction with his H.R. 1207 bill, which is to audit the Federal Reserve. However, even though that's a great accomplishment, I think our focus should be on abolishing the Federal Reserve. And I think after we accomplish that, we can then return America to its original promise, which is to be a nation of freedom, liberty, and happiness.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I think a lot of people, Ronald, don't realize, and maybe they do, but, you know, you're going through your everyday life. You're not thinking about it. You're thinking about the money that's being printed. They don't even know how much money is being printed anymore if we want to talk about the devaluation of the dollar. But once, as you said, back in 1913, when it was all handed over to the bankers, that was the path we were going down, and the stage was set for the things that we see happening now to happen, don't you think?
I do. I think this has all been part of an agenda, again, over the past few decades to return control to the very few that have, for whatever reason, been addicted to controlling the world. And, of course, we've heard about the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission and all these guys who are just, I guess, addicted to control. And I think it's now time for us as human beings, as citizens, as global citizens, to wake up to what's going on behind closed doors. Right now we see that Bernanke is becoming very anxious to fight H.R. 1207 because of the notoriety that it has gained over these last few months, and especially the last few weeks. I think it's, again, a great development, and more people now, actually 75% of Americans support an audit of the Federal Reserve, and I think that's fabulous, but we still need to understand the history of the Fed and how it has contributed to the booms and busts that we've encountered over these last few decades, and especially now. The Federal Reserve has pumped trillions of dollars not only into our own economy but the world economy, and we don't know where that money is going, and we need to know who has received this money and what it has also and how it has contributed to the downturn of our economy and the global economy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we should be able to audit their books, but of course we know the tightly held people that are holding the Federal Reserve close to their chest. They're talking about this transparency. You know, Obama's administration talks about transparency, and certainly that's not what they want at the Federal Reserve. It's very secretive, don't you think?
It's very secretive, and anything as secretive as the Federal Reserve should be questioned. Essentially, again, we have this private institution that has been outsourced the authority by Congress to control the issuance of our currency, the interest rates, and so on. And I think that's very dangerous. Right now, no one has the slightest clue of what they're doing because we don't really know. And so the Federal Reserve has overstepped its original authority, and it's now meddling in lots of affairs that it has no experience in. And I think that we're on a road to the collapse of our economy, the collapse of our dollar, and it's very frightening. And I'm very concerned about our future because we don't know what the Fed is doing, and we're only given lip service. And I'm also very disappointed that Tim Geithner is our Treasury Secretary, and, you know, it's just we really need to start asking hard questions, and we need to put these guys' feet to the fire and get the questions answered that we deserve.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And as you mentioned, I'd say bravo to Ron Paul, too, for at least pushing that forward. And people, as you mentioned, the 75% say they want the audit, which is terrific. They want to know what's going on with the Federal Reserve. So at least now more people are starting to get it, and they're starting to get a clue about what's going on. But I think as long as we continue down this path, you're right, economically it's just a killer for us, and all the secrecy has to come away because we have to know what's there. And I think, frankly, I think we would be shocked by some of what we would learn, don't you?
I think so. I think if we succeed with an audit of the Federal Reserve, I think once that happens, everything's going to unravel. And I think we could potentially have an intellectual war against the Fed, against these other institutions that have been put in place by these private bankers and those in power. I think we could see not only collapse of the Federal Reserve, but even potentially the U.S. government. I think a revolution, again, I would like to call it a intellectual revolution, just might occur here in the next few years. And I think right now, given the secrecy of the Fed, I believe strongly that the state of our economy is a lot worse than we're being told. And Bernanke is very, very experienced at, again, giving the American people lip service. I think this recent town hall meeting that he did, and I think it was Missouri, is a load of garbage. He's essentially just trying to protect his position, and his veil of secrecy. But all that's going to come tumbling down at some point. It has to happen. And we're at the point that I think it will happen, but it's just a matter of time.
Do you think it's unconstitutional?
It's very unconstitutional because in the Constitution it strictly states that only Congress has the authority to do what the Federal Reserve is doing now. So just on that fact alone, there's no reason for debating whether the Federal Reserve is constitutional or not, because anyone can sit down and read the Constitution and see that there's nothing in the Constitution that says that such authority should be granted to a private institution. And this is what America needs to understand. This is in the Constitution. The Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. It has no constitutional authority to do what it's doing, what it's been doing since 1913.
Yeah, really. And what it's been doing is enslaving us.
Yeah, it's been enslaving us to imaginary debt. I mean, these guys, they sit around and they just pull numbers out of the sky and add additional zeros to the electronic ledgers and, hey, we need $1 trillion. Well, sure, just add it to the ledger and we'll pump it into the economy and we'll continue to steal the wealth of the American people. You know, prior to the Federal Reserve in 1913, a dollar then was worth a lot more than a dollar today. And again, I think these are details and facts that are simply unknown to the average American, and these are the details that we need to educate people on a massive scale, because the more people that are aware of what the Federal Reserve is and its history, the more we're prepared to, again, put these guys' feet to the fire and demand the abolishment of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, by the way, I feel the same way about the IRS and some of the things that we've seen over the last couple of decades with the IRS.
Well, the IRS is yet another example of an agency that doesn't have constitutional authority to tax our income. There are numerous videos on YouTube that the American people can watch and be educated from. There are just tons of videos from former IRS tax agents that are telling the American people in black and white, the IRS does not have the constitutional authority to directly tax your wages. But yet we submit to this system because of what we've been told all of our lives. And the unfortunate thing is that due to social conditioning, we've been born into a society that enslaves us to imaginary debt and taxes.
Oh, so well said. The book is Stick It to the Man. As Ronald said, it's out all over the place. Pick up a copy. Educate yourself. Ronald, thanks so much for coming on. We'd love to have you on again sometime.
Thank you so much, and I would enjoy the opportunity.
All right, Ronald Lewis. And again, he makes a lot of sense with what he's saying in talking about the Federal Reserve. I agree with him because we see now what's happened, and especially Tim Geithner as the Treasury Secretary, huge disappointment that he became appointed of that position and was approved, obviously. And we see what Tim Geithner's been able to do, come up basically with a big fat zero in so many of these financial problems that we are having. Oh, we got odds and ends on the flip side. 800-259-5791.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Coming up on America Tonight, who's blowing out the candles on the cake this very day? Actor-director Robert Redford. You might be surprised at how old he is. Also, Patrick Swayze, who sadly has cancer and is battling that disease. I'll tell you, every time you read one of those trashy tabloids when you're standing there at the counter checking out, he looks so gaunt in there. They're putting him in his grave, but he's survived now for, I think it's been at least a year with the terrible cancer that he has, the terrible form of cancer. And there's a lot of people you're going to recognize, a lot of actors pretty well known. I'm going to say you're going to recognize 10 on our list. 10 is a lot for this show, certainly. Then we have this day in history, and this day in history includes the famous Woodstock Music and Art Fair in Bethel, New York. And that was 1969. If you remember, they fell behind schedule, and they finally wound up closing after three nights with a mid-morning set performed by Jimi Hendrix. I don't know, it kind of could have been kind of cool to be there. Unrelatable to me because, of course, I wasn't old enough to know what Woodstock was, and probably some of you listening remember a little bit about Woodstock. And recently I've read a couple of things about what it was really like, and some people say it's, you know, they're glamorizing what it was. It wasn't really that great. So I guess it depends on maybe how stoned you were at the time and how many days that you stayed there. Time for news you can abuse. In Nebraska, it's a pretty dirty job, but somebody has to do it at the University of Nebraska. A guy named Saul Morton gets the task. He's got to power wash each seat at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln before the football season starts. Oh, I bet you everybody has to do that. But when you think about it, it takes 22 days to wash away the dirt, the dust, and bird poop from 80,000 seats. Now I'm thinking about the big house in Michigan. That's like 100,000. That's got to be just as nasty. But you know what he says? I wouldn't trade the job for anything because he's part of the Nebraska Athletic Department, so they probably give him a seat to the games. He probably gets, you know, Nebraska wear, athletic wear, whatever. So he digs his gig. How about that? That'd be tough for me. You know, when they ask you that question on that one show, James Lipton, the actor studio, what job would you not like to attempt? I might put that on my list. How about this one from Colorado? Jessica Smith's broken wrist turned out to be a great break for her. I love this. She is an art student at the school there, and she flew over her bike handlebars a couple of years ago. She didn't like her cast, so what she decided to do was come up with a cast tattoo. She created personalized decals for casts. Now it's all over the country, and prices range from $20 to $40 for an extra large set. And it promotes happy healing, she says, but it was just something she did because she didn't like it herself. And it turned into a mini business that keeps on growing. See, you never know where you're going to come up with an idea. Speaking of ideas, I wish I could claim that I could even attempt this athletic feat, but I seriously doubt it. There's a woman named Kathleen Jensen out of Harrison, Illinois, and she is a special ed teacher at an elementary school there. You know, she has run a marathon in each of the 50 states and Washington, D.C. She completed her feat of feat in June with the final one, the Hatfield-McCoy Marathon in West Virginia. So now she's setting a new goal, and her new goal is she wants to run a marathon in every continent. Ooh, boy, that's been great shape for that. Speaking of ideas, here's a good one out of College Park, Maryland. That's where the University of Maryland is. Bruce Jacobs' day job is an engineering professor, but he loves music. So he and two students designed an electric guitar that's able to make any kind of sound. Think of like Les Paul. He died last week, and we were talking about how huge he was to so many guys that played the axe and how he changed the sound of music. So that's what they're doing. They have a patent pending on their guitar. It's called a coil guitar. A grant from the university helped them market the instrument, but they say nothing comes close to the thrill when the circuitry really came together, and the reaction was just pure bliss by all of these guys who have worked on this for quite some time. Boy, we might have to get them on America Tonight. I'm curious as to what the coil guitar actually sounds like, but I guess there's hardly a sound it won't make. What a claim that is, huh? Today in history, as we turn another page on the calendar, August 18th, there are 135 days left in the year. On this date in history, in 1846, U.S. forces led by General Stephen Kearny captured Santa Fe, New Mexico. In 1894, Congress established the Bureau of Immigration. In 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, which guaranteed the right of all women to vote, was ratified. Tennessee became the 36th state to approve it. Wow, doesn't seem like 1920, not that long. 1938, President Roosevelt and Canadian Prime Minister Mackenzie King dedicated the Thousand Islands Bridge connecting the United States and Canada. Our friends in Canada know what I'm talking about. In 1958, the novel Lolita was first published in New York by Putnam and Sons almost 3 years after it was originally published in Paris, and it was all the rage, a lot of people reading it. 1963, James Meredith became the first black student to graduate from the University of Mississippi. And in 1983, sadly, Hurricane Alicia, you know, we're talking about these hurricanes, slammed into the Texas coast, leaving 21 dead, caused about $1 billion worth of damage when it was all said and done. 5 years ago, ooh, time flies, in Athens, and remember Paul Hamm won the men's gymnastics all-around gold medal by the closest margin ever in the event, but there was controversy after it was discovered there was a scoring error that cost the South Korean the title. Also, film composer Elmer Bernstein, who was very, very famous, died in Ojai, California, 82 years old, and that was 5 years ago. Meanwhile, 1 year ago, President Musharraf then resigned as the man behind Pakistan. Also, Tropical Storm Fay pounded Cuba with horrible rain and wind before sweeping across the Florida Keys. Maestro, cue up that music. Oh, the key is stuck today. We have birthdays for you. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'll just have to do it myself. Here's a couple of them for you. Movie director Roman Polanski is 76. Olympic gold medal decathlete Rafer Johnson is 74 years old. I mentioned Robert Redford. He's 73, just a year younger. Also celebrating a birthday, actor-comedian Martin Mull is 66. I told you about Patrick Swayze. He's 57. Actor Dennis Leary, who I adore. I love his show, Rescue Me. He is 52 years old. Actress Madeline Stowe is 51. We were just talking about doing away with the Federal Reserve. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is 48, as is news anchor Bob Woodruff, also the same age. The president of Mexico, Felipe Calderon, is 47 years old. Actor Adam Stork is 47. Ed Norton, an actor of note, is 40 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, Jeremy Shockey. Used to cover him when he was with the Giants. Now with the New Orleans Saints. Tight end, he is 29 years old. Andy Samberg, hilarious, from Saturday Night Live. 31 years old. Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner is 39 years old. Actor, a lot of actors on this list. Actor Christian Slater is 40 years old, just like Ed Norton, a big turning point for both of them. Bluegrass musician Jimmy Mattingly is 47 years old. Comedian Elaine Boozler is 57 years old. Movie director Roman Polanski, 76. Former First Lady Rosalind Carter is 82 years old. And we'll end on the younger end of the scale. Actress Parker McKenney-Posey, 14. Leaving you with this one. That is one of the bitter curses of poverty. It leaves no right to be generous. Who said that? George Gissing, an English author.
Okay, show's over, folks. Bye-bye. Let's move. Bye-bye. Let's pick this thing up. Let's go for it. Top. One, two, three. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for flying with us. Bye-bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.